بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين ما بعد. So inshallah this kitab Minhaj al-Abidin Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi is written, very beautiful kitab. کہ انسان کو اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی کے نزدیک اللہ تعالی کی صحیح طریقے سے عبادت کرنا یہ ہر انسان پر لازمی ہے. لیکن every single person has to do the ibadah of Allah, the worship of Allah. It's an easier concept, easier said than done. It's easier to say it, it's harder to do it. There are so many challenges, so many obstacles, so many hurdles. So this is why he's written this book. So last week we did a brief introduction, and this week inshallah I'll go over this very briefly, the overview. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi mentions the overview. He says that إِنَّ أَوَّلَ مَا يَتَنَبَّهُ الْعَبْدُ لِلْعِبَادَةِ وَيَتَحَرَّكُ لِسُلُوكِ طَرِيقِهَا يَكُونُ بِخَطْرَةٍ سَمَاوِيَّةٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَتَوْفِيقٍ خَاصٍ إِلَهِيٍّ وَهُوَ الْمَعْنِيُّ بِقَوْلِهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّن رَبِّهِ. Says the first sign, katkatana, Allah Ta'ala ki taraf se ilhami tor par ek tarah ka khenchna. That the first sign from Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala wants to give you hidayat. Allah wants to guide you. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala wants you to find your way. 99.9% of people, 99.99999% of people will never find Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. 99.9% of people will never find Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. They will never know the purpose of their life. They will spend their entire life in ghaflat, in futile things, in wasting time, eating, drinking, sleeping, just like the animals do. There will be no difference between 99.9% of people and animals. So many times in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala makes it clear, وَمَا أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ وَلَوْ حَرَصْتَ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even though you want it, even though this is what you desire, یہ آپ کا سب سے دلی چاہیدہ ہے کہ تمام لوگ جو ہے مسلمان بن جائے. You really want it, you desire it. However, وَمَا أَكْثَرُ النَّاسِ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. Most people will never become Muslims. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that the percentage of people, the ratio of people who will enter Jannah compared to the ratio of people who will not are like a black hair on a white ram. Ram, an animal. Or like a white hair on a black ram. جس طرح کالا دمبا ہو یا بکرا ہو یا گائے ہو, ایک کالا دمبا, اس کے اوپر ایک سفید بال, اس سفید بال کا مقدار ہے جتنے مسلمان جنت میں جائیں گے جی, اور باقی سب جہنم میں جانے والے. So this is the reality. Allah is the king, Allah is the creator. So Imam Ghazali rahmatullah is saying the first sign that Allah Ta'ala wishes to call you towards him, the yatanabbahu al-abdu lil-ibadah, Allah is waking you up to his servitude. Allah is alerting, it's like an alarm bell going off. Finally, it's time for you to wake up. You've been spending so many years in doing, you don't even know what you were doing. It's just gone by, it's just flown by. And now Allah is alerting you that there must be more to life than this. وَيَتَحَرَّكُ لِسُلُوكِ طَرِيقِهَا. And Allah Ta'ala is creating that desire inside of you that you should walk on the path of Allah. Is by this tawfiqin khasin ilahi. Very special tawfiq. Ability, divine ability from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is what Allah ta'ala refers to in the Quran when he says, أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. What about the one who Allah ta'ala has expanded his chest for Islam? Allah has opened his heart towards Islam. Allah has unlocked his mind. Otherwise he was blind, he was confused, he was lost. Allah Ta'ala has opened his heart towards Islam. Now, فَهُوَ عَلَىٰ نُورٍ مِّن رَبِّهِ. He is upon a clear light from his Lord. Now he knows what is right, what is wrong, what is good, what is bad. And this is what, وَإِلَيْهِ أَشَارَ صَاحِبُ الشَّرْعِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهُ وَسَلَّمَ فَقَالَ. And this is the same thing that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم has indicated towards when Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said. And this is a hadith. إِنَّ النُّورَ إِذَا دَخَلَ الْقَلْبِ إِنْفَسَحَ وَانْشَرَحَ. Translating this ayah of the Quran, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes to guide a person, he expands his chest for Islam. What does this mean? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that when this nur enters the heart, then the heart, the breast, the chest expands. So the sahaba asked, Ya Rasulullah, هَلْ لِذَلِكَ مِنْ عَلَامَةٍ يُعْرَفُ بِهَا. Is there any sign? کوئی علامت ہے, کوئی نشانی ہے. jisse hum pehchan sake ke Allah Taala ne is insaan ki seene ko khol diya, from which we can understand that Allah has expanded his chest, because this is a hidayat from Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said na'am, yes, and he mentioned 1, 2, 3 things. These three things are signs that Allah Ta'ala is now pulling you towards Him. Allahu yajtabi ilayhi man yasha. Subhanallah, beautiful ayah. Allahu yajtabi ilayhi man yasha in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says. Wa yahdi ilayhi man yunib. Matlab kisi ko Allah Ta'ala nahi choda. Allah Ta'ala khench lete hain apni taraf jisko wo chahte hain. Allah Ta'ala pulls towards Him whoever He wishes. Now if someone says, what about if Allah doesn't choose me? Allah doesn't want to pull me towards Him. Allah hasn't chosen me. So Allah Ta'ala says, don't worry, there's always an alternative. وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبُ. Someone who makes tawbah and is sincere and repents in front of Allah, Allah will also guide them as well. Right? Some people Allah will pull them, and others Allah Ta'ala will guide them because of their tawbah, because of their sincerity, because of their crying, because of their weeping. Allah Ta'ala will also guide them as well. You know what, you can join the group. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions three signs that you know Allah has expanded your chest. First one, at-tajafi an daril ghurur. Darul ghurur, the world of deceit. At-tajafi, that a person feels disinclined from this world of deceit. The person is dunya daril ghurur. Dhoke ka dunya, isse insaan ko alehidgi ki taraf Allah Ta'ala jo hai ilham farma dete hain. کہ یہ دنیا کوئی رہنے کی جگہ نہیں ہے. وَالْإِنَابَةُ إِلَىٰ دَارِ الْخُلُودِ. And a closeness and a desire and an attachment to the world of eternity, the land of eternity, meaning the hereafter. اور آخرت کی طرف اللہ تعالیٰ کھینچ لیتے ہیں. یہ دوسری نشانی ہے. And the third one, وَالْإِسْتِعْدَادُ لِلْمَوْتِ قَبْلَ نُزُولِ الْمَوْتِ. Into the preparation for death before death even arrives. تو انسان کو اللہ تعالیٰ موت کی تیاری موت سے پہلے کرنے کی توفیق دے دیتے ہیں. یہ تین نشانیاں ہیں کہ اللہ تعالیٰ نے اس انسان کی جو ہے سینے کو کھول دیا ہے. What are the three signs? Firstly, you feel distant from this dunya. It doesn't attract you anymore. It doesn't allure you anymore. It doesn't captivate you anymore. The other way, such a nice car, all this, I mean, spend so much hours of my day just looking at nice cars and just looking at what people in Dubai are doing. You're like, this is all fake, man. It's all fake. It's just an excuse to pass time. We're going to leave all of this stuff. It's just, you know, deceit. And it's just glitter and glamour. There's no reality to this. And half the people who are on social media flashing these things don't even have them. They just borrow them and rent them and hire them and make it seem like they have all of these things. They don't own them. And they found out so many social media personalities who have these huge mansions and cars, and everyone says, oh, this person is a billionaire. In reality, they don't own any of them. They borrow them, they make videos with them, and they say to the world, look, if you take my course, then you can also get this car, and you can also get this mansion, and you can also do this. It's all fake. It's all deceiving. Dunya is a place of deceiving, and there are plenty of agents of the dunya who are trying to deceive us as well with the dunya. So there's nothing to be proud of, happy with. Allah Ta'ala gives the person that ilham. And secondly, a person feels inclined towards the akhirah. The real life is the life of the akhirah. Allahumma la aisha illa aisha al-akhirah. In the hadith where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned to the Sahaba, oh Allah, the real life is the life of the akhirah. The real life. This world, in the akhirah, it will seem like this was just a dream. And it was the shortest, briefest dream you could possibly have. So quick it went. It was nothing to it. Why did I waste my time in doing things other than preparing myself for this time now? This was a real life. What was I doing? Where did my time go? Any time that was spent not in the dhikr of Allah Ta'ala will be hasrat, regret. That why did I do it? Why didn't I just say one more subhanallah? Why didn't I just say one more alhamdulillah? Why didn't I just say one more Allah Akbar? Why didn't I just stay away from this sin? It wasn't that difficult. Now in this world it feels like I can't stay away from it. I have to do it. Addiction, and you know, they call it addiction. Karna padega. It's a jaan, matlab, mujhe isme jo hai, it's a jaan chulana bahut mushkil hai mere liye. In the akhirah, it will seem like, you know what, so easily I could have left this sin if I knew Jahannam was like this. If I knew Allah's adab was like this, Allah's punishment was like this, I wouldn't have even looked at that sin. Forget about doing it. I wouldn't even have thought of it. But I didn't know. Now I know. Now my eyes have opened. So then Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says, now when Allah Ta'ala does this knocking on this person's door, opens this person's chest, now this is tawfiq. Tawfiq has to come first. So many people, atheists, very intellectual people, very academic people, very well-read, well-studied people. You can put all the proofs of God's existence in front of them, you know, that you can get from all the books. They will just say, nope, I can't see anything in this. I think it's all made up. Nope, I don't believe in a creator. Nope, I don't believe in a hereafter. Nope. So some people, it's their whole, you know, their vision has been shut off, it's been cut off. They're not going to see. So to someone else, it just makes so much sense. It makes so much sense, Allah Ta'ala's existence, the existence of a creator who created the universe. Another person, he reads all the books on all the evidences. Like they say, Imam Razi rahmatullahi alayhi used to say, the best iman is the iman of the ajuza, the old woman, who says, I believe in Allah without any evidence. I don't want to hear your evidences. Right? Someone said to this old woman, that Imam Fakhruddin Razi, he can prove Allah's existence, wo Allah Ta'ala ke wujud ko so dalil se, so dalail se sabit kar sakte. Ek buriya se kisi ne kaha, ke Imam Fakhruddin Razi, Allah Ta'ala ke wujud ko, ke Allah Ta'ala mوجود hai, Allah Ta'ala is dunya ka jo hai bani hai. So dalail se Imam Fakhruddin Razi ye baat sabit kar sakte. Someone said this to this old woman. Allah, Imam Fakhruddin Razi can prove the existence of Allah with 100 evidences. She said, tell Imam Fakhruddin Razi, I believe in Allah without any evidence. I don't need evidence. This is the strongest iman. This is how our people back home were. Our elderly people. Forget everything. I don't want to hear all this stuff. It's too confusing. I believe in Allah. Religiously. With such strong yaqeen and such strong iman. And obviously now it's all education, there's so confusion. And when then you have confusion, then you need evidences and this and that. So some people, they can read all the evidences. They can understand all of it. Still they will say, no, I can't see. And that's why in the Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, summun bukmun umyum, fahum la yubusirun. Some people are just summun. Allah Ta'ala has made them deaf, dumb and blind. And they just, fahum la yarji'un. La yarji'un, fahum la yarji'un. They're deaf and dumb and blind. They're not actually deaf, dumb, or blind. They're very intellectual. The Stephen Hawking's and the rest of them. Richard Dawkins and the Stephen Hawking's and the whole list. But Allah Ta'ala says, summun. They are deaf, meaning you can make them listen to all the evidences of the existence of Allah. It will not register. You can make them, they will see the evidences of Allah all around them. And this whole kainat, this whole dunya, this whole universe are signs of the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَفِي كُلِّ شَيْءٍ لَهُ آيَةٌ تَدُلُّ عَلَىٰ أَنَّهُ هُوَ الْوَاحِدُ. In every single thing there is a sign showing you that Allah is the one, the only, the creator of everything. They will see all of this, it still won't register. They will still say silly things like once I had Richard Dawkins saying, you know this eye, think about the human eye. Anyone who studies the human eye is going to say there is nothing like the human eye. You can't replicate. We cannot even create a drop of water. We can't ourselves, we're not talking about moisture and condensation and the rest of it. We can't create a drop of water in a laboratory. We don't have the ability. In the Quran, Allah Ta'ala doesn't tell us to create a drop of water. Allah Ta'ala says, tell them to create the wing of a fly. What's the ayah? Dhubaba. हाँ मक्की का पर जो है ये सब मिलके अगर एक मक्की का पर वो पैदा करना चाहे नहीं पैदा कर सक पाएंगे. So this is how weak they are. So this Richard Dawkins, he's criticizing the eye, and he's saying the eye is like 7 out of 10. He's rating the eye, and he's saying I rate the eye 7 out of 10. क्या कहता है? Out of 10, I give it 7 marks. Who are you to rate the eye? Can you create anything? Like you can't create a drop of water and you're rating the creation of Allah 7 out of 10. How needy are we of our eyes? How much functions our eyes have? When we study the science of it, it's mind-blowing. Millions and billions and trillions of, you know, functions at play just in the human eye. And he says, I rate it 7 out of 10. Such takabbur, such arrogance. Can you make something like that? I know. Can you even think of making anything like that? I know. Then who are you to rate a 7 out of 10? So this is the point. You give them all the dalils of Allah's existence, they will nitpick. No, I don't agree with this one. No, this is not very good. No, this design is not good. If I look at the universe, I could have done this better. I could have done that better. This is the ignorance Allah Ta'ala. It shows that Allah Ta'ala's hidayah is not there. So then Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi mentions, now, First thing, Allah has given ilham and guided a person towards himself. Then فَإِذَا خَطَرَ بِقَلْبِ الْعَبْدِ أَوَّلَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ أَنِّي أَجِدُنِي مُنَعَمًا بِضُرُوبٍ مِنَ النِّعَمِ كَالْحَيَاتِ. So he says, how does a person then, what happens then, is a person then starts to say to himself, that I find myself living and breathing so many types of ni'mas and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is when hidayah comes into his heart. كَالْحَيَاتِ, like life, وَالْقُدْرَ and power, وَالْعَقَلْ, intelligence, والنطق, ability to speak. All of these are my Allah's blessings. وَسَائِرِ الْمَعَانِ الشَّرِيفَةِ وَالْلَذَّاتِ, all these different qualities and abilities I have. وَمَا يَنْصَرِفُ عَنِّي مِنْ ضُرُوبِ الْمُضَارِّ وَالْآفَاتِ, and all these different calamities and hardships Allah has saved me from. When ihsas comes in, realization comes in, then you start to identify, this is Allah's ni'mah, this is Allah's ni'mah, this is Allah's ni'mah, this is Allah's ni'mah. وَإِنَّ لِهَذِهِ النِّعْمَةِ مُنْعِمًا يُطَالِبُونِي بِشُكْرِهِ وَخِدْمَتِهِ. And someone who has given me all these ni'mas, all these blessings, he wants me and he needs me to do his, express his gratitude and thanks to him and to serve him. إِنْ غَفَلْتُ عَنْ ذَلِكَ فَيَزِيلُ عَنِّي نِعْمَةً. If I don't do this and I don't express his shukr and gratitude, Allah will take these ni'mas away from me. Allah will take them away from me. وَيُذِيقَنِي بَأْسَهُ وَنِقْمَةً. And then his adab and his punishment will come upon me. And then when he understands this, وَقَدْ بَعَثَ إِلَيَّ رَسُولًا نَذِيرًا أَيَّدَهُ بِالْمُعْجِزَاتِ الْخَارِقَةِ الْعَادَاتِ الْخَارِجَةِ عَنْ مَقْدُورِ الْبَشَرِ. And my Allah has sent towards me a Rasul, a messenger, Peygamber, Nadiran, to warn me, to teach me about him. And he helped and assisted his messenger with mu'jizat, with miracles. Al-khariqati lil-adat, which, you know, go against the laws of nature. The miracle of the prophets, mu'jizat, they go against the laws of nature. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made water come out from between his fingers. It's impossible. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam split the moon in half. Iqtarabati sa'atu wa nshaqqal qamar. The day of judgment has come very close and the moon has split into two. Things which defy the laws of nature. How can a human being sitting on earth 1500 years ago before they had all these new inventions? Even with all the new inventions, they can't. People say the moon landing was faked, the 1960s one, the one that Neil Armstrong and the rest of them went on. Even with all this technology, we can't do it. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 1500 years ago, he with his finger he did this. And the moon split into half and it disappeared on two sides of the mountain. And then it came back and then it rejoined. اِقْتَرَبَتِ السَّاعَةُ وَانْشَقَّ الْقَمَرُ. The moon has split. These are خَارِقَةِ لِلْعَادَاتِ. Defy the laws of nature. They go against the laws of nature. So these are the mu'jizat Allah Ta'ala sent this Nabi with, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed me that I have a Rabb, a creator. جَلَّ ذِكْرُهُ قَادِرًا عَالِمًا, who is powerful, who is knowledgeable. حَيًّا, who is alive, Allah is alive. مُتَكَلِّمًا, Allah can speak. يَأْمُرُ وَيَنْهَى, Allah tells us what to do. Allah tells us what to stay away from. قَادِرًا عَلَىٰ أَن يُعَاقِبَ إِنْ عَصَيْتُهُ وَيُثِيبَ إِنْ أَطَعْتُهُ. Allah is so powerful, He can punish me if I do something wrong, and He can reward me if I do something good. عَالِمًا بِأَسْرَارِي, Allah knows all of the secrets of my heart, all the secrets of my mind. وَمَا يَخْتَلِجُ فِي أَفْكَارِي, even the thoughts, confusions, doubts which are playing in my mind, Allah Ta'ala knows all of them. وَقَدْ وَعَدَ وَأَوْعَدَ وَأَمَرَ بِتَجِي. So then he mentions, he goes on forward. He said, when a person realizes this, then this thought comes in his mind that I need to worship this Allah, I need to obey this Allah. But the question is, how do I obey Allah? How do I worship Allah? How do I recognize Allah? So this how, this is where the answer is, ilm. So he mentioned the first aqaba, like I said, these are seven hurdles or barriers between a person and Allah Ta'ala's ibadah. The first one is the aqabatul ilm, the barrier of ilm, the difficult path of knowledge. Because bi ilm hasil karna ke Allah kaun hai. Sirf is behas ke andar ke Allah Ta'ala kaun hai, Allah Ta'ala kaun hai, isme log ja ke gumrah ho gaye. Just in this discussion of who is Allah, we're talking about people who believe in Allah. Just to identify who is Allah, they became misguided. So this is ilm. Such a difficult path. That where, what is the right ilm? What is the right ilm? Even right ilm in terms of aqaid and beliefs. What beliefs do I need to hold about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is, you have to go to the right scholars. You have to get the right guidance. People became misguided here. Isiliye Islam ke andar itne gumrah firqe jo hai, khas taur par quroon e ula mein, you know, all these misguided sects, especially in the early days of Islam, they were, many of them were misguided right here in the beliefs about, you know, the 6-7 beliefs that we all believe in. Amantu billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wa al-yawm al-akhir wa al-qadri khayrihi wa sharrihi min Allah ta'ala. Now, wal-ba'thi ba'd al-maut comes in there anyway. So 6 or 7 essential beliefs that every Muslim has to have, many Muslims became misguided just in them. Amantu billahi, beliefs in Allah, they became misguided. Beliefs in the Messenger, look at the Qadianis. Beliefs in the Messenger, they become misguided. They say we believe in Allah. The Qadianis, hum Allah par iman laate hain. Lekin Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke baad ek aur peygamber aaya jiska naam Ghulam Ahmad tha, jo Qadian mein paida hua. To Allah ta'ala ko unhone pehchan liya, lekin bunyadi aqaid ke andar wo gumrah ho gaya. So the ilm is very difficult to get the right ilm. Again, this is tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, guidance from Allah. That person gets the right ilm. How many hundreds of thousands of people are Qadianis? They have centers all over the world. Big centers in England, in Birmingham, I think. In London. In Canada, they have huge centers. When they have their ijlas, their julus, their jalsas, they have hundreds of thousands of people and they're very, very wealthy. Very wealthy people from Lahore, Punjab, these type of areas. And they finance all these things. Publish literature, make sure everybody reads about their false beliefs. So belief in Allah, belief in His Rusul, belief in the angels, belief in the Akhirat. In India you had this modernism movement nowadays. Sir Sayyid Ahmad Khan in Aligarh and all these people, they would say ajeeb things. That Jannah, there's no such thing as Jannah. What is Jannah? Jannah is a metaphorical expression of Allah's happiness. Jannah koi asli cheez nahi hai. Bas Allah Ta'ala ki khushi ka ek mazhar ka naam Jannat hai. عجیب. تو اس بات کے اندر جنت اور جنت کی تمام نعمتوں کو انہوں نے جو ہے رد کر لیا. So they've lost, it takes you out of the fold of Islam. In the Quran, Allah Ta'ala, مثل الجنة التي وعد المتقون تجري من تحتها الأنهار أكلها دائم وظلها تلك عقب الذين اتقوا عقب الكافرين النار مثل الجنة التي وعد المتقون فيها أنهار من ماء غير آس وأنهار من لبن لم يتغير طعمه وأنهار من خمر لذة للشاربين وأنهار من عسل مصفى ولهم فيها من كل الثمرات ومغفرة من ربهم. كنا آياتو كترجمة كرو. والله تعالى mentions the beauties of Jannah. It's got rivers and it's got streams and it's got trees and it's got cushions and it's got palaces and it's got... So by saying that Jannah is a metaphorical expression of Allah's happiness, there's no real thing called Jannah. You are rejecting hundreds of ayahs of the Quran, and what will that do to you? Take you out of the fold of Islam. So you see, just in bunyadi aqaid, in the foundational beliefs of Islam, many people lost their way. They went out of the fold of Islam. Gumrah ho gaye. Bunyadi aqaid ke andar. Qadri. وَالْقَدْرِ خَيْرِهِ وَشَرِّهِ مِنَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. Fate, taqdeer, destiny, good and bad is from Allah. Taqdeer, in the other hadith, حُلْوِهِ وَمُرِّهِ. The bitterness of taqdeer and the sweetness of taqdeer is all from Allah Ta'ala. They lost their way here. What did they start to say? The Qadariya and the Jabariya. The Qadariya started to say, okay, Allah Ta'ala doesn't know what we're going to do. Allah Ta'ala ko ilm nahi hai ki hum kya amal karenge. Hum jab ye amal karte hain, to phir ye amal wujud mein aata hai, phir iske baad Allah Ta'ala iska ilm hota hai. Yeah? To Allah Ta'ala ki ilm ka inkar. So what did the Qadariya used to say? They used to say, Allah has no knowledge of what I do. Before I did the action, Allah Ta'ala didn't know I was going to do it. After I do it, now Allah knows. Qadariya. And then you had Jabariya. What did Jabariya say? Jabariya said, but Allah knew what I'm going to do, and Allah forced me to do it. So I didn't have any, you know, I didn't have anything to do with it. If I did chori, dakati, if I stole, and I did something bad, and I murdered, it wasn't my fault. Allah forced me to do it. Because Allah's taqdeer. Allah knew what was going to happen, meaning He forced me. So you see, they both went astray. Just in taqdeer, in fate, understanding the reality of taqdeer and fate, they went astray. And the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the Muslims say what? They say Allah Ta'ala is Khaliqul Af'al and Insan is Kasibul Af'al. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is the creator of the action and human beings do the action. So Allah knew that we were going to do it, but we ourselves do it, nobody forces us. We have a choice. The murderer, when he murders, He doesn't say, oh, there was an unseen force that came, unless he got jinn with him, I don't know. Yeah? He won't say, there's an unseen force came and he put a knife in my hand and then he dragged me and he made me murder. The thief won't say, oh, something forced me to go to that house and forced me to steal. I stole because I wanted to. I murdered because I wanted to. I did whatever bad thing because I wanted to. Similarly, the person who does good a'mal, I did it because I wanted to. But the person who does good a'mal, he understands, okay, there was tawfiq from Allah. Ability Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me. So you see the point. So ilm, Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi mentions, فَهَذِهِ أَوَّلُ عَقَبَةٍ إِسْتَقْبَلَتْهُ فِي طَرِيقِ الْعِبَادَةِ. The first aqaba, like I mentioned before, aqaba is narrow path. In the Quran, let's mention Surah Al-Balad. Aqaba? فَلَقَتَحَمَ الْعَقَبَةِ وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْعَقَبَةِ فَكُّ رَقَبَةِ أَوْ إِطْعَامٌ فِي يَوْمٍ ذِي مَسْغَبَةِ يَتِيمٍ ذَا مَقْرَبَةِ أَوْ مِسْكِينٍ ذَا مَتْرَبَةِ. Allah Ta'ala, all of a sudden, in La Uqsimu Bihadha Al-Balad, Surah Al-Balad says, فَلَقَتَحَمَ الْعَقَبَةِ. You know, this aqaba is going to swallow you up. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْعَقَبَةِ. Do you know what the aqaba is? Meaning difficult actions, actions which are not easy to do. If you do those actions, then you will very easily get into Jannah. And what examples, some examples Allah Ta'ala gives, فَكُّ رَقَبَة, freeing a slave. Very hard to do. You spent, in those days, you spent thousands of pounds buying a slave, and now you're freeing them for the sake of Allah, you get no benefit back. Very hard action. أَوْ إِطْعَامٌ فِي يَوْمٍ ذِي مَسْغَبَة. On a day where you really need food, you go and feed the poor person. So you starve and you let somebody else eat. يَتِيمًا ذَا مَقْرَبَةً. You know, an orphan who is a relative, أَوْ مِسْكِينًا ذَا مَتْرَبَةً. Or a poor person. So these are very hard actions to do, but Allah Ta'ala calls them عَقَبَة. Difficult actions, but if you can do them very easily, you can get into Jannah. It's عَقَبَة, very difficult paths. So Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi says, the first عَقَبَة, first difficult path a person is going to have to cross in the path of ibadah is aqabatul ilmi wal ma'rifah. Is a difficult path of ilm, knowledge. And ma'rifah, pehchan, recognition. Recognizing Allah Ta'ala. Ke Allah Ta'ala kon hai? Allah Ta'ala kon hai? Koi but apne haath se bana ke kehta hai ke ye Allah hai. Koi kisi janwar ka pooja karke kehta hai ke ye mera rab hai. Ji? To Allah Ta'ala kon hai? This is a very important question. Who is Allah? Who is my creator? Who is the Lord of the worlds? In the Quran, very beautiful discussion. Allah Ta'ala mentioned about Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. Okay, Surah Al-A'raf. Well, Allah Ta'ala mentioned Surah Al-An'am, sorry, that he looked at the sun and he said, قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي. He looked at the stars and he said, قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي. And then when the sun disappeared, when the stars disappeared and the moon came out, he said, قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي. This must be my God, it's bigger than the stars. And then when the sun came out, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, هَذَا رَبِّي هَذَا أَكْبَر. This is my Rabb, this is the biggest one. The biggest one has to be Allah. And then, فَلَمَّا جَنَّ عَلَيْهِ رَأَكُوا كَمَنْ قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي فَلَمَّا أَفَلَ قَالَ لَا أُحِبُّ الْآفِلِينَ فَلَمَّا رَأَى الْقَمَرَ بَازِغًا قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي فَلَمَّا أَفَلَ قَالَ لَئِن لَّمْ يَهْدِنِي رَبِّي لَأَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الضَّالِّينَ فَلَمَّا رَأَى الشَّمْسَ بَازِغَةً قَالَ هَذَا رَبِّي هَذَا أَكْبَر فَلَمَّا أَفَلَتْ قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ إِنِّي بَرِيءٌ مِّمَّا تُشْرِكُونَ. When he saw the sun disappear, he says, I am free from the shirk that you do. He realized, okay, my Allah, إِنِّي وَجَّهْتُ وَجْهِيَ لِلَّذِي فَطَرَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ حَنِيفًا وَمَا أَنَا مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. He realized, if the sun can disappear, my Rabb never disappears. إِنَّ اللَّهَ حَيٌّ لَا يَمُوتُ. My Allah is alive, He never dies. My Allah is always existing, He never disappears. He never becomes ghaib. Sun is becoming disappearing. All night you don't see the sun. If I want to see the sun in the middle of the night, where do I have to look? If agar kisi ko suraj raat ke waqt dekhna ho to usko kaha ja ke suraj ka talash kare, usko nahi milega. Kisi ko chand din ke waqt dekhna ho ya jo hai sitaron ko din ke waqt dekhna ho, kaha ja ke sitaron ko talash karega, usko nahi nazar aayega. To Allah Taala ki zaat e paak kabhi bhi insaan se ghaib nahi hote, har waqt maujood hote hain. So Imam Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, this is tawfiq from Allah, divine ability to understand aqal, logic, that my Allah, who is my Allah? My Allah exists. My Allah cannot be like these created things. He is different. So this is what he says. Ilm, to understand who Allah Ta'ala's, you know, Allah Ta'ala is, Allah's ma'rifah. And then he says, and then he goes on, inshallah we'll get to it. So he says, after first recognizing Allah Ta'ala, علم سے کیا ہوتا ہے؟ پہلے اللہ تعالیٰ کا پہچان, دین کی بنیادی عقائد کا پہچان. From with علم, first we recognize Allah, secondly we understand what are the important beliefs about Islam. And secondly with علم we recognize, he says, فبعد حصول هذه المعرفة بالله سبحانه وتعالى استكمال العلم والمعرفة جهد حتى يتعلم ما يلزمه من الفرائض الشرعية ظاهرا وباطنا. After he recognizes Allah, what's the second thing he has to do? I know who Allah is, how do I worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How do I worship Allah? اس کے لئے بھی علم کی ضرورت ہے. اللہ تعالیٰ کو میں نے پہچان لیا, لیکن ابھی اللہ تعالیٰ کی عبادت کس طرح کروں؟ قرآن پاک مجھے پڑھنا ہے, قرآن پاک میں کس طرح پڑھوں؟ جو ہے مجھے اچھے اخلاق سے اپنے دل کو سنورنا ہے. I need to bring good character, good اخلاق into my life. اچھے اخلاق کیا, کس بلے کا نام ہے؟ What is the name of, what is the good character? برے اخلاق کو اپنے دل سے نکالنا میرے لیے فرض ہے. Getting rid of bad character from my life is compulsory. What is bad character? انسان کو برے اخلاق اور اچھے اخلاق کے درمیان جو ہے فرق اس کو معلوم نہیں ہے. اس کے لیے بھی علم ضروری ہے. All these things are necessary branches of knowledge. A person has to gain the knowledge of who Allah is. Then he has to gain the knowledge of how to worship Allah. Thirdly, he has to gain the knowledge of how to get close to Allah, how to remove all the spiritual evil maladies and illnesses from his heart, how to replace them with good qualities. All of these are branches of ilm. This is why they have ilm of shari'at and they say ilm of tariqat. Ilm of Sharia, the knowledge of Sharia. Sharia is how to live my life in the world as a good Muslim. And ilm of Tariqa, Tariqa is the path to Allah. Okay? Where many of the illnesses and barriers that block a person on the path to Allah are hidden. They're not zahiri. You can have someone with the biggest amama, biggest beard, biggest jubbah, mashallah, looks like buzurg. But in his heart, he has so many spiritual illnesses. Allah Ta'ala par iski iman bilkul deela hai, bilkul jo hai, Allah Ta'ala is hanging by a thread. His belief in Allah. His greed and lalage for the dunya, he just wants to get more and more and more dunya. He's wearing the biggest jubba, beard, amama, but the illness is in his heart. Illness is not on his clothes. Has so much takabbur and pride and arrogance. میں سب سے بہتر ہوں, سب سے بڑا ہوں, سب سے اچھا ہوں, سب سے یہ ہوں وہ ہوں. یہ بیماری بھی اس کے دل کے اندر ہے, اس کے کپڑوں کے اوپر یا اس کے پیشانی کے اوپر نظر نہیں آئے گا. So he has to learn what those bad qualities are, and again, if he sees those bad qualities inside of himself, he has to remove them. For this, علم is also required. So that's why Imam, and he mentions more things, I don't want to go into all of it. So he says, for this reason, ilm is the first branch he has to learn. And then the second, and ilm is not very, so many aspects of ilm. And the more important something is, the more important gaining the knowledge of that is. In the hadith when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, طَلَبُ الْعِلْمِ فَرِيضَةٌ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ مُسْلِمٍ. Gaining knowledge, علم حاصل کرنا, یہ فرض ہے ہر مسلمان پر. Gaining علم is فرض on every Muslim. The scholars say, whatever it is obligatory for us to do, it is obligatory for to gain that knowledge. It's obligatory for us to perform salah. It's obligatory to believe in Allah. اگر کسی کو اللہ تعالیٰ کی وجود کے بارے میں شک اور شبہ ہے, تو اس کے لیے واجب اور فرض ہے کہ وہ علم حاصل کرے جس سے اس کا دل مطمئن ہو جائے. If someone has doubts about Allah's existence, doubts about Allah Ta'ala's existence and about the authenticity of Islam and about the truthfulness of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I doubt something, I'm questioning something, then it's wajib and fard for me to gain the knowledge which will answer my objections. People don't even think about these things. This person is doubting Allah. He's doubting Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a true prophet of Allah. He's doubting, because this is society now. Society tells us to doubt our religion. Society tells us to doubt religion as a whole. Okay, religion is backwards. Just anyone who is religious, they're backwards. This is what society tells us. So if now I have doubts in my heart about Allah's existence, about the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether he was a true prophet or not, about Islam is the correct religion or not, now I'm going and studying wuzu and namaz masail, wuzu and namaz masail, wuzu and namaz rulings, is that going to answer my doubts? Is that going to answer my doubts? No. I'm studying the wrong branch of knowledge. Kisi ko accountant banna hua, wo abhi ja ke medicine study karna hai. Wo accountant ban payega. جی تو اس کو شک کہاں ہے؟ اللہ تعالیٰ کے وجود کے متعلق شک ہے, نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی نبوت کے بارے میں اس کو شک ہے, اسلام کی حقانیت کے بارے میں اس کو شک ہے, یہ جا کے نماز وضو زکوٰۃ کے مسائل سیکھ رہا ہے پڑھ رہا ہے. اس کو اپنے شک اور شبہات کا جواب وہ ادھر مل جائے گا؟ نہیں ملے گا. He has to go and study the aqaid, the foundations of Islam. He has to go and take his objections to a scholar and get them answered. Now when he has strong yaqeen and belief on his foundations of deen, oh, this is our masla in this day and age. People don't have iman in Allah, or they don't have strong iman in Allah, you're telling them namaz padho. Someone doesn't have strong faith in Allah, you're saying read namaz. He's thinking namaz, like, I don't even believe in Allah Ta'ala properly, na'udhu billah. I'm not even sure about this Islam and all of this properly. Where is he going to read Salah from? So what's the first thing, solution he needs to do? He needs to strengthen his aqaid, his beliefs in Islam. When those beliefs are strengthened, then he himself will say, you know what, the next thing is I need to read namaz. Because I believe in Allah, and Allah has made namaz fard 5 times a day, I've got to do it. So you've got to answer, you've got to gain the ilm for each appropriate thing. The ilm for that is in learning about your deen and the basics of your deen and the answers to the objections that a person has about deen. Now when he comes onto the namaz, now I want to read namaz, I'm going to read namaz, I'm going to take it seriously. Now you tell them namaz masail, wuzu masail, ghusl masail, rulings, you tell them about zakat, you tell them about hajj, now they accept all of it. The person doesn't even believe. This is the issue we have now, where we are talking so much about namaz, wuzu, ghusl and all the rest of it, very important, but what's the problem our people have? The problem of our people is in their iman. Majority people, how should I say, 95%, 96%? Majority people have such weakness in their iman, just in their basic beliefs in Allah, that they're not even going on to namaz. That's why most of them are not reading namaz. Because if their iman was strong, they would read namaz. Even if they were reading it wrong, they wouldn't miss it. Even if they were reading it wrong, they would not miss it because they know it's important. Now we're teaching everyone, make your namaz right, but the iman is not even there. So they know how to read namaz like a qari sahab and recite Quran like a qari sahab, but they're never going to read namaz because they don't even have strong belief in Allah. So this is where ilm comes in. Ilm of aqaid, and then ilm of masail, and once you've got ilm of masail and shari'at, then you have ilm of islah and akhlaq and becoming a better person. So this is the first, most important branch, and many people fail here. We don't even identify that the problem is here. We don't identify کہ مسئلہ اس چیز کے اندر ہے کہ مجھے صحیح علم نہیں ہے. اللہ کے بارے میں بھی صحیح علم مجھے نہیں ہے, نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی نبوت کے بارے میں مجھے صحیح علم نہیں ہے, مضبوط ٹھوس علم نہیں ہے. میں اسلام کے دفاع کے لیے 2-3 جملے بھی بمشکل بول سکتا ہوں. If I was to defend my religion, my Islam, if I was to defend Allah, prove the existence of Allah, if I was to defend Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a truthful, just, good, the best of messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will only have 2-3 sentences. After that I don't know what to say. Which means what? I don't even have ilm of this. I have ilm of everything else. Tell me about the Vauxhall Astra. What 1.2 litre petrol, diesel, how fast it goes, and tell me about Manchester United and Manchester City and how much in debt they are and who's buying them and who's good and who's... Ask me about nonsense, I know all the ilm. I know bilkul gehrai tak mujhe is cheez ke baare mein jo hai ilm hai. Pakistan ke politics ke baare mein. Oh, mujhe itna ilm hai ke main khud bhi Pakistan ka jo hai prime minister ban saka. We have so much ilm. But when it comes to actual ilm, which depends, you know, our entire deen depends on it, we don't have it. So Imam Ghazali rahmatullah is saying the first, most difficult branch is branch of ilm. So inshallah, I think we'll have to stop there. We've made it very long today. And then the next bab is the bab of tawbah. Inshallah, we'll do that maybe next week. And then we'll do a few more. So, any questions? سبحان الله الحمد لله سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك.